You're listening to SBS News.
Families in Sri Lanka's capital have taken the opportunity to tour their president's residence after it was stormed by protesters. In incredible scenes, families toured the presidential mansion with children in tow, recording the experience on their mobile phone.
Hi, Mom.
As male protesters stripped off their clothing outside for a midday dip in the president's swimming pool, mums were in the gym enjoying the treadmill and lifting weights. Protest organizer Shabir Muhammad says demonstrators will stay at the mansion until President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe resign.
We can't trust them. Since independence, since 1948, we trust politicians and we lost everything that we had. So we are not going to trust them. We are stay here until they resign.
Soldiers deployed to protect the mansion simply watched from afar as it was ransacked. Pressure on the country's leaders had grown as an economic meltdown set off acute shortages of essential items, leaving people struggling to obtain food, fuel, and other necessities. Protester Mahela Bandara was lying on one of the beds in the president's palace.
For past 6 months, people were struggling in the queues. People are in the fuel queues, people are in the gas queues. But now people have hope.
Protesters also broke into the prime minister's private residence and set it on fire. Acushia Fernando was among the protesters. She says the president has sold the country and lost the trust of his people.
He has already told the speaker that he will resign on 13th. So we will be here till 13th or 14th to see whether he will resign or not. Because we are not trust. No, we don't trust him anymore because he has already broken our trust, our country's trust, and he has already sold our country. So we are not in the position to trust him or our prime minister at the moment.
Dr. Jehan Pereira is the executive director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka. He told the ABC he was surprised at the protesters' determination.
There has been an unprecedented gathering of people. It's unprecedented and it's amazing because there is no transport available. And there are no transport for several reasons. One, the main reason is there is no petrol and diesel in the country. People have been lining up for days at the 6-kilometer-long lines of vehicles at outside petrol fuel stations. And also the government also declared a curfew yesterday. And also that there was a strike, orchestrated strike of public transport. So people have come walking. Now, for instance, I myself took part in this in the morning, and I walked almost 10 kilometers to get to the protest site, and I saw on the way families going. It's not a political protest that's taking place. It's a people's protest.
A party official, Ruwan Wijewardena, says the PM was inside his residence when the protesters gathered, but security officers removed him to a different location. Mr. Wijewardena said such acts won't help unite the country.
We're trying to cause issues like this, problems like this, by going and burning houses. That is not the answer. It's not the solution. It's not going to help the economy of this country. It's only going to polarize people. It's only going to polarize political parties. And it's not going to find any political solution or economic solution to this country.
Prime Minister Wickremesinghe says he's distressed about the situation.
Terrible, both as a citizen and as a prime minister. I've generally been in governments where I ensured people had three meals and the income has been increased. Well, now we are going to have a contraction in the economy. It may be 3.5, 4, maybe 6. So that's going to be bad. We still haven't had the full impact of the contraction. This is why we need next year to recover.
Mr. Wickremesinghe had been part of crucial talks with the International Monetary Fund for a bailout program and with the World Food Program to prepare for a predicted food crisis. And he says a government of some kind is desperately needed in the current circumstances. He says he never imagined matters would come to this.
No, I never thought that. From 70 to 77, yes, we had difficult times. We had to have food substitutes. Not like this. I would not seen economy contracting, people without fuel, without food.
The Prime Minister is set to resign on Saturday and the President days before him on Wednesday. If both leaders resign, the Constitution dictates Speaker Mahinda Yapa Abiwardina will take over as temporary President. Sri Lanka's opposition political parties are meeting to agree on a new government. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.